in Japan is worth 22 bucks. Somebody in between has made a chunk of money.
The middleman has made the money. The processor knows.
Yeah.
That's where the whole...
And we got to start cutting. We got to get mechanized. We got to cut back on our labor. We got to just operate, have less overhead as we can have, you know, to come out...
Make money at it then.
In the long run, you know.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I mean, if we didn't... And you look at it this way, say, hell, if you didn't want to do it, he wouldn't stay in it. Of course, it's not what you want to do, it's what you know best.
Right. Yeah.
It's a living.
Same way.
It's a living. I mean, hell, you're gonna make a living. You can make a living shoveling crap if you want to, but it's a living. I mean, you know, it's all in what you want to do. If you like to shovel crap, have at it. But we like to farm, you know, and that's, you know, like I was telling the other night, you get it in your blood and you just can't get it out. Like taking the country boy out of the country. You can't take a country out of the boy.
Yeah.
We like it. It's been good to us at times, but it's been hard at times too. Back when we was kids, you know, it was hard back then.
Well, it's hard now.
We eat a lot of that peacock gravy, you might call it.
Ain't nothing easy about it. No matter.
That's true. You get up for breakfast and you eat gravy, you know. I mean, I do it now just because I like it, you know, but back then it's all you had.
Yeah.
Like I was telling you here the other night about farming all year long for the grocery bill.
Yeah.
Not having anything left.
You the bike rider?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
you heard the people talking about the old time. Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't want to get this stuff.
Can we go in the other room, or do you want to go in the other room?
No, it's fine.
Oh. Nice to meet you, Walter.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Thank you a lot. Well, your father, I know. Probably, I don't know. I guess he had a harder time than you did. You know,
well, in a way,
the strain on you is different now.
Well, what it is now, it's mostly. It's not the physical labor you do. It's a mental strain you go through, you know.
Yes.
And, my God, what did he have to worry about? Feeding his horses, feeding his mules, I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, at the most, you know. Now, it's done got all this, you buy all this equipment, you buy this land, and you get far in debt, you know. You get in debt, and you go through the year, you know, and things come up through the year, like, you know, something like you get dry spells or wet spells, and you say, I wonder if I'm gonna get my crop in. You get it in, you go through the year, it turns dry. Oh Lord, my crop's gonna burn up. And then you go through the rest of the year and you say, oh my God, it's so wet, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get my crop out. And it just over and over and over, it's just like, you know.
The biggest problem about farming to me, Billy, from talking to a lot of farmers, it seems like, don't you think it's just chance? In other words, you're not really sure what you're going to make every year. It's just like every year, you're starting a new gamble.
If we get a half a chance, we make a crop.
Yeah.
If we get a fair chance, we're going to make a crop.
Last year, y'all didn't have any rain, did you?
Not long in the, somewhere around the, July, last July, none of August.
Yeah.
No hardly any rain, you know, little showers here and there. But it's not enough to soak the ground, you know. But long in September, first of September during blooming time and everything, and we just didn't have any rain. I mean, it's just, of course, up the road here a ways, you know, they get a shot.